This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff. I met Natalie Strickland while out to lunch with a friend. She waits tables to pay for college. My friend got to talking with Natalie about noise music. Noise music? This, I thought, has got to be a sparkable conversation waiting to happen. Natalie Strickland graciously consented to come over to WMRA and educate me. So I asked, once we were settled in front of our mics, what is noise music?
When I think of noise music, I think of everything from just sound experimentation to any kind of music that is indeterminate, in the sense that you don't always know exactly what's going to happen. Performance of something can be different every time. And it refers to a lot of different genres. Like, you have noise rock, noise that is sound art. And it's kind of hard to talk about just because it's so undefined.
What keeps it? Why is it noise music instead of just noise?
Well, the broader definition of noise is any unwanted sound. And when I think noise, I think of, you know, white noise. I think of, oh, you know, there's too much noise and the message cannot be understood. You know, if you're in a loud room, everyone's talking, you're trying to hear one person, it's noise. Noise music is, I see it as contemporary art.
And it's intentional.
It is. I mean, maybe not every single note, I would put that in quotation marks, is intentional.
The air quotes are working there.
I guess it's less intentional completely than, you know, someone singing an aria or something. Like, that's all planned out. Every single note, variation in pitch is intentional. But when I see someone performing a noise piece with, let's say, like, electronic pedals, like guitar pedals or something, they're taking an electrical signal and running it through an oscillator, which distorts the sound signal in a way that's not always predictable. So that's what I mean by it's intentional, because they mean to do that, but the result is not always something that you're expecting. In all honesty, sometimes you don't even know what to expect.
Why would you record noise music as opposed to just having it be a spontaneous performance?
I think to be able to share it. A lot of people don't know what noise music is. It only exists.
Such as myself when I met you.
Right? Yeah, it only really exists in, you know, like a really inaccessible kind of avant-garde world. You know, I mean, you think of John Cage and his performance piece called, 433? It's 4.5 minutes of silence. And it's supposed to make the audience think about music in a different way. I guess more an arrangement of sound and silence as being music, rather than really intentionally composing something that is, you think of as just sound. And I don't know. I mean, it's important for me. At least my noise recordings are really important, the ones I've bought from touring artists, because, I want to remember what I saw. It's not exactly what I heard and saw, but I want to remember the gist of it. I want to be able to share it with people, because I talk about noise music a lot when people talk to me about music, and they have no idea a lot of times what I'm talking about, unless they have the same kind of curiosity that drives them to explore things that they don't understand or might be uncomfortable with. So, yeah, I mean, that's why I think it's important to record it. Also, just to have, you know, add it to the archive of music that people are making now, to compare it to the past, and also to just get a picture of, like, how the definition of music has changed, how, like, what it is right now, you know.
How flexible and expansive it is.
Right.
Do you have to be a musician to make noise music? And if so, what is a musician?
Honestly, I would say no, because I think the definition of musician that I run up against, and I say against because it tends to be kind of exclusive and can discourage people from just making things, just as the definition of an artist discourages someone from making something because they don't consider themselves an artist in the general sense of the term. Yeah, I would say no, because if you have never made music before, just the act of modifying sound, or even just observing it in a way, presenting it to people where they have to observe it as, you know, an experience, I didn't consider myself a musician when I started making noise. And I heard someone in kind of like my little DIY circle saying something like, well, I consider a musician to be someone who knows how to play guitar, bass, and drums, you know, because then, I mean, that's more of a traditional view.
It's DIY.
DIY is, it stands for do it yourself.
Oh, of course. Duh. Okay.
Yeah. It's the term for a lot of the, I guess, more underground scenes. It's connected to things like college radio, house shows. You know, they're not held in venues. People have them in their basements. DIY touring is getting all your friends in a band and putting them in a van and booking your own tour, you know. Mm-hmm. Self-producing your music, mixing it yourself, putting it on tapes, making the art. And there's a whole ethic that goes along with it too, like resisting commercial values because you're doing what you want.
How'd you get into it?
I had a friend who showed me Sonic Youth, and I'd heard of them before. They're like a noise rock band that was pretty influential, you know, and more like the 90s. They brought it to more of like the public consciousness through, I guess, more pop culture, even though they were kind of inaccessible still, I think. I mean, I'd heard of bands like that. I heard of a guy called Merzbo from Japan who did these kind of like noise compositions.
Mm-hmm.
And they were interesting, not always enjoyable, but different, and that was interesting to me.
Were you just listening at home, or where were you listening?
Yeah, at home, and then I'd bring it to my radio show for WXJM. A lot of times with that stuff, it's like, how do I pitch it to someone that they're going to come out of their comfort zone and actually consider it? They don't even have to consider it seriously, but just, I guess, be there and...
be exposed to something
right,
new.
Right, exactly. I didn't know what to think at first, except that I wanted to hear more. I didn't really get it at first, and I wanted to.
Do you get it now?
I think I'd, yes. Yeah, I do.
Can you explain it?
I guess,
It's like, I get Benny, when I say I get Benny Goodman, have you ever heard of, do you know Benny Goodman?
No, I don't.
He's an old clarinetist from the 40s. I get him because it makes me want to, you know, swing dance or something. That's what getting Benny Goodman means. So what does getting this music mean to you?
To me, it means being able to, it's kind of like a loss of ego, even like a loss of identity. You're totally immersing yourself in, I mean, it could be like a soundscape someone is creating. That's how I look into it. You're stepping into, I mean, you can think of it as, you know, stepping into a different room, diving into something. Like, it's not, you're not really even standing in a venue watching this thing anymore. It's all about the sound or the performance. It's, I guess, the freedom to let go enough that you can't even look at it with too critical of an eye. You just have to let it wash over you.
You just experience it.
Right. And I mean, it reminds me that there doesn't have to be rules really about anything. You can think about anything in any way. You can articulate it in any way. And it doesn't have to be accessible in an acceptable way, you know. It just is. And that's helped me come to terms with a lot of things, actually.
Such as?
Well, it's almost like I don't have to judge myself for what I'm making. I've stopped kind of judging myself for a lot of things. And it frees me up to even think in a way that, you know, I don't feel any shame about or guilt about considering ideas. Even like talking to other people about them. Oh, that's uncomfortable. That's harsh. You know, I don't want to think about that. Let's not talk about that. Well, why? It's definitely made me embrace my curiosity more.
You're listening to Natalie Strickland perform with the band Guitar as Space Car. The name of the song is Jabroni Broski. There's a picture of Natalie performing on the Spark page at WMRA.org.